Coming up next on the line, we will be speaking with Laura Keel, station manager at the Concordia University Television. She'll be speaking to us on the subject of the CSU elections. That'd be the Concordia Student Union elections that finished up yesterday, and the disturbing trend of media censorship found during the elections. And we'll speak more about that now. Laura, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thanks for joining us, Laura.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so first, maybe you can give us a little bit of context. Concordia just finished its student union elections, and it was quite a tense affair. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about it first.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's difficult to summarize. We're coming out of a really intense period of 2-3 weeks where there's been a lot of campaigning on both the two slates. It was quite a contentious election as well. We had the Action Party representing the sort of the status quo. There was even allegations that this party was sort of the created by the outgoing exec and some of the people that work with them and that have been involved in that party for a while. And then on the other side, we had Your Concordia, which was a more sort of new party with lots of progressive ideas and really based on a lot of the things that have come up in various campaigns this year about transparency, accountability, mobilizing students on campus for major events like the Whale event that we had on February 14th to mobilize for against tuition hikes. There's also been a lot of work as to the anti-exclusivity contract with PepsiCo that Concordia signed without actually consulting students. So you can just sort of see, I mean, if this summarizes it, the context we were walking into was one where we had an exec in the last year that really hasn't done much for student rights and for students in general. Even the things that were part of their campaign or their promises were not accomplished in any way. They didn't speak up when they were supposed to. They were always hesitant to take a stance on things. And more importantly, they didn't engage with students. They even, I mean, maybe you've heard of this before, but they basically got 70 students or so to... I mean, they wanted 70 students or so to get out of their council meeting when these students were here to hold them accountable for the things that they hadn't been doing.
So you lead up now, and there's these two parties, a very, very dissatisfied student body. How are we seeing the dissatisfaction manifest in this sort, these demonstrations against media outlets and these acts of vandalism against CUTV?
Right. So, I mean, basically the last few weeks during the campaign and even before the campaign began, we saw that various media outlets on campus were attacked. The Link newspaper, which is a very popular newspaper on campus, and it's an advocacy newspaper, so they definitely denounce things that are not right, had a protest in front of it, its offices a few weeks ago. The people protesting wouldn't identify themselves, but they were claiming that they wanted a free and independent press, and basically alluding to a conflict of interest between the presidential candidate, Lex Gill, and Justin Giovannetti, the editor-in-chief at The Link, because they have a relationship. However, they never bothered to actually ask The Link what measures they had taken to avoid any issue of conflict of interest. Later, we found out on our side at CUTV that two of our screens had been vandalized. One of them, the wires had been pulled out violently, and the other one, a magnet was run across it, so that's permanently damaging the image. These damages are going to cost the station a lot of money. It's in the thousands, and really it's such a disappointing thing to see after all the work that we've put into the station, because, you know, we don't have very much of a distribution outlet on campus, and for somebody to go out and vandalize these screens is it's really, and again, because they haven't even approached us with why they disagree or have any issue with our programming, I find is really an attack on all freedom of press on campus.
So next, let's talk about the media blackout that we're seeing. And so the Link and CUTV and various other, well, sorry, the student press in general was not allowed to have access to the ballot counting, I understand.
Yeah, when the elections began and the campaigning began, we wanted to plan ahead, and you know, every time we asked about it, we were always referred to the CEO, the Chief Electoral Officer, Oliver Cohen. Mr. Cohen was not very receptive to any of our calls, and as we began to get frustrated with this, we realized that a lot of the other media on campus emulated the same problems that we were facing. He wasn't returning our calls, not answering questions, and not making any sort of decisions on major issues. Even the presidential debates that he did actually contact us about, because he did want us to live stream, if it wasn't for us basically making sure that there would be a good internet connection and that, you know, the room was available for the day it was booked, in theory, for the debate, then it probably actually wouldn't even have happened. Luckily, we, you know, we're really assertive in how much we wanted to cover this election. We pushed to have most of our resources allotted to it. So we actually organized even a second debate on the Friday, which was a way to also get more students aware of the election process, and also to sort of confront the candidates with more interesting questions than just the basic ones that have come out when they talk about their platform. excuse me. The following weeks, or days, I should say, because it all happened quite quickly, we saw that Cohen began to really ignore any calls we were making, and this, when I say we, I mean the whole, like the four media outlets on campus, the two newspapers, the radio, and us. And he would he wouldn't budge on things that seemed essential to us, like covering, you know, doing exit polls and showing images of people opening ballot boxes or dumping, you know, ballots onto tables, and eventually, you know, the actual count. So last night, we were pushing, you know, to get some of the candidates out, knowing that we weren't going to actually be able to assist the whole ballot count. And although, you know, I think we had a lot of back and forth with Oliver Cohen, in the end, there just wasn't any move on this. And so as media outlets, we were just left to our own devices. And it felt really, more than just insulting, it just felt like this is exactly what they wanted for us. They wanted us to feel like we don't have a say and we're not allowed to report on this, because if we do, it could create a problem. But what kind of problem? I mean, we're professional, and I think all the media outlets are clear about their mandate. They really want to get the information out to students, and Concordia students care. They really do want to know what their student union is doing for them, how the decisions are made. And an electoral process, of all processes, especially when transparency and accountability are such questioned concepts in this university, should definitely be something that the media can attend and be and question as well.
Well, Laura, I'd like to thank you for joining us on CKUT and bringing up this very, very important topic, because, of course, transparency in any kind of political event is absolutely crucial for any sort of true democracy. And we'll be following the aftermath, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.